higher oil prices and the temporary lifting of sanctions are more welcome news for one country, and that's Russia. Their budget deficit has been soaring out of control, but the rising price of Russian crude is bringing billions of pounds a month in extra revenue. And all that means, of course, that Moscow can keep financing its costly war in Ukraine, despite record numbers of military casualties. Ukraine was targeted by more than 1,000 Russian drones yesterday, damaging UNESCO-protected heritage sites in the western city of Lviv and killing 7 people, including a child. And this morning, 9 people were injured when drones hit 2 residential areas in the eastern city of Kharkiv. Well, earlier, I spoke to the Russian ambassador to the UK, Andrei Khelin, and I began by asking him whether Russia would welcome potential peace talks on the Iran war.
Our position is that, of course, it should be immediately stopped, and because it's aggression, definitely unprovoked and reckless, which has enormous consequences, not only for the Middle East, but for the whole world, I would say, for the economies.
What would Russia's role be in any peace? Because a lot of people think that it's in Russia's interest to keep this war going. The oil price going higher benefits Russia.
That is not true. Absolutely not. Because we stand for a comprehensive model of peace, and we have in the Persian Gulf. We have designed a concept of this comprehensive peace when interests of every country will be taken into account, including Iran.
So Russia stands ready to be involved in these potential peace talks if Donald Trump makes the call?
If I'm not sure whether he is today in one mood, the other day he is in the other mood. I can say that the dialogue between U.S. and Russia continues.
You deny that it's in Russia's interest for the war in Iran to continue.
Of course not.
But you know, the U.S. has lifted some sanctions on Russian oil. The European Commission delayed a ban on Russian oil imports. The rise in the oil price means that some are saying that Russia is the real winner from this war that's going on.
All these calculations about how much money we are earning, this is garbage and nonsense.
You've confirmed that you have a partnership with Iran. You have strategic interests with Iran. Why wouldn't you share intelligence and technology, though, with a country that you describe as a loyal friend?
Look, I'm a diplomat. I'm not in the field of intelligence or something else. It is not my cup of tea yet.
Do you think that the U.S. underestimated Iran?
Very much, absolutely certain. Yes. As far as I understand, they have two underestimation on it. That first of all, by the first strike, Iran will give up, and regime will be changed with the first strikes by the United States. And second, underestimation or complete fault was that it will not have economical consequences. Both were wrong.
Do you think that peace in Iran could lead to peace in Ukraine?
These are two different and absolutely unparalleled things.
You know, it's an illegal war that you have launched in Ukraine.
US.
And that is exactly how many have described America's war in Iran. But we're not going to agree on that. So let me just ask you then, you keep...
About illegality of this war everybody is pronouncing. I mean, on Iran, it is illegal war. Absolutely.
Yeah, and many say the same thing about Russia's war in Ukraine. But, you know, I don't expect you to agree with me on that. So let me just ask you, why then Russia keeps targeting Ukrainian cities, civilian infrastructure? That is a war crime.
We are targeting only military infrastructure. As for the civilian victims, you are publishing only one story, what has been done in Ukraine.
But let me appeal to your self-interest, because this is costing the Russian people and the Russian economy, the Russian military, very dear, isn't it?
You know, we know it much better than you, believe me.
You feel this pain.
And not everybody is not happy about that, believe me.
A review into foreign financial meddling in British politics has been published today by the former senior civil servant Philip Ryecroft. He identifies a persistent problem of foreign influence seeking to exert influence and to interfere in British politics. Is Russia going to find it trickier to meddle in British politics now with this clampdown looming?
On whose behalf we were going to meddle? Conservative or Labour's
or
Greens
reform,
or Greens or reformers saying anti-Russian things as well as all the others? We have no friends in your country, political friends in serious parties. So it's a nonsense to say that we are meddling in what?
Ambassador Cohen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kitty.